Psalm 76 echoes with the sounds of battle, and scholars have identified various real episodes in Israel's history to which the psalmist might be referring. Perhaps the most likely is the failed attack of King Sennacherib and the Assyrians on Jerusalem in around 700 BC, which is recorded in chapters 18 and 19 of the second book of the Kings. This siege is also inscribed on Sennacherib's stone monument to his military campaigns, which survives. The siege of Jerusalem is the only one on the list of inscriptions which does not also say the city was captured. The psalm, then, is triumphant, but it was not long before Jerusalem did fall to the Babylonians and was largely destroyed. A new interpretation as to how God could still be present with his people had to be sought out. But the seeds of this are perhaps in this psalm nonetheless. The fierceness of man shall turn to thy praise, and the fierceness of them shalt thou refrain. Here we see a hint of the true peace that God promises the world.
Injury is God known, his name is great in Israel. At Salem is his tabernacle, and his dwelling in Zion. There break he the arrows of the bow, the shield, the sword, and the battle. Thou art of more honour and might than the hills of the robbers. The proud are robbed, they have slept their sleep, and all the men whose hands were mighty have found nothing. At thy rebuke, O God of Jacob, both the chariot and horse are fallen. Thou, even thou, art to be feared, and who may stand in thy sight when thou art angry? Thou didst cause thy judgments to be heard from heaven. The earth trembled and was still. When God arose to judgment and to help all the meek upon earth, the fierceness of man shall turn to thy praise, and the fierceness of them shalt thou refrain. Promise unto the Lord your God, and keep it all ye that are round about him. Bring presents unto him that ought to be feared. Ye shall refrain the spirit of princes, and is wonderful among the kings of the earth.